Mishnah Dalet. Now, as well as the six extra brachas having special endings, the bracha of Re'eva Onyenu of Goel Yisrael also has a small addition to it at the end, and then the six additional brachas begin. So the Mishnah says, Al Harishayna on the first bracha, and this is referring to the bracha of Goel of Geula, of Re'eva Onyenu before the six brachas. It's known as the first bracha, because it's the first bracha which we change. So Al Harishayna Hu Omer on the first bracha, he says, he being the chazan in the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, Misha Ones Avram Behar Maria, the one who answered Avram Avinu on Har HaMoriah when he went up to perform the Akedas Yitzchak on his son, Avram Davon, that the merit of Akedas Yitzchak be remembered forever and Hashem should save his descendants because of that merit. Hu Yana Eschem, that one, Hashem should answer you, V'yishma B'kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should hear the voice of your crying on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, the one who redeems and saves the Jewish people. Al Hashniel Hu Omer, on the second bracha, he says, and this is referring to the first of the extra brachas, Misha Ones Havizinu Al Yamsuf, the one who answered our ancestors by the Yamsuf before the sea split, Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you, Vishma B'kol Tzakaschem, and he should listen to the voice of your crying. Hayim Azeh on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Zoicha Nishkachos, who remembers everything which is forgotten. And this is a very fitting ending for the first added bracha, which was the bracha of Zichreinus, about Hashem remembering everything. And that's why we're talking about the ancestors who left Mitzrayim, because Hashem remembered them, as it were, and that's why he took them out and redeemed them. Al Shlishis Omer on the third bracha, he says, Misha Ones Yeshua Ba'Gilgal, the one who answered Yeshua in Gilgal, which is where the Jewish people were camped before they conquered the city of Yericho. This was a miraculous event where they circled the city for 7 days, blew the shofar, and the walls of Yericho on the seventh day fell down. And this was done together with the shofar, and that's why on this second added bracha, which is shofaros, at least according to the first opinion of the previous Mishnah. So that's why we talk about this in this bracha. So Hu Yana Eschem, he should answer you, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, and he should hear the voice of your crying on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Teruah, blessed are you Hashem, the one who hears the blowing of the shofar. Again, a very fitting ending for the bracha of shofaros. Alar Revius Omer, on the fourth bracha, he says, Mish Ones Shmuel Ba Mitzpah, the one who heard Shmuel in Mitzpah, when the enemy, the Pelishtim, were attacking. So Shmuel davened to Hashem, and there was a miraculous salvation, and the Jews won the battle. So Hu Yana Eschem, Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem Hayim Azeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying, Hayim Azeh, on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Tzaka, blessed are you Hashem, the one who hears the crying out. Alach Mishus Omer, on the fifth bracha, he says, Mi She'ona Eseliyor B'Har HaKarmel, the one who answered Eliyahu Anovi on Har HaKarmel, when all of the prophets of the Baal, which is a particular idolatry which many of them worshipped, all of them gathered onto this mountain, and they built a Mizbeach for bringing a korban, and Eliyahu also built a Mizbeach. And there was a miraculous event in which Eliyahu HaNavi showed that Hashem was the real God, because no fire came down to burn the korban of the prophets of the Baal, but then a fire miraculously came down, and Eliyahu HaNavi's korban was burnt. And everybody saw clearly that Hashem was the real God. And so we invoke that merit and the fact that Hashem answered Eliyahu HaNavi, and we say, Hu Yana Eschem Mishma B'kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Shmei Tefillah, the one who hears and listens to our prayers. Al Hashishis Omer, on the sixth bracha, he says, Misha Ones El Yonah B'mei Adogah, the one who answered Yonah in the stomach of the fish, when Yonah was thrown overboard after trying to flee from fulfilling Hashem's command to tell Nineveh to do teshuvah. So the fish swallowed him, and Yonah cried out to Hashem, and the fish spat him out onto the shore. So Hu Yana Eschem, he Hashem should answer you, Vishma B'kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, and you should listen to the voice of your crying on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed you Hashem, Ine Beis Tzara, who answers people in the time of their trouble. Al HaShaviyas Omer, on the seventh bracha, he says, Mish Ones David Ves Shlomo Bnei Yerushalayim, the one who answered David and Shlomo HaMelech, who was David's son in Yerushalayim when they built the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pesukim relate the prayer of Shlomo HaMelech when it was built, and how they davened that if there would be a famine in the future, that Hashem should save the Jewish people. So Hu Yana Eschem Mishma B'kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Amrachim Al Oretz, who has mercy on the land, on the people of the land. And after that, they would go back to the regular Shemona Esrei and continue from the bracha of Rufa'enu.